How are you, sir?
Good morning, everybody. This is the June 15, 2020 regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. It's now approximately 10 a.m. I'm looking around. We have a missing commissioner this morning. Mr. Miller has to be excused today. His wife's grandfather expired over the weekend, and he had a funeral proceeding to go to. But a quorum is present, and we're going to proceed. I'm going to ask Mr. Gene Dolly to lead us in a word of prayer, and then Commissioner Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your goodness and mercy today. And Lord, we thank you for all the many good things that you've done for us. And we praise you, dear God, for the beautiful weather we're having and for all of the blessings that you've bestowed upon this county and this nation. Father, we come to you today and ask you to heal our nation. We pray for the United States of America that we will come together and work. And Lord, give you the praise and the glory for it. We ask for your help in this hour, Lord, when we are so desperately needed. Father, we pray you bless this meeting and help us, dear Lord, to find solutions for the problems that we face. We ask for your guidance, your wisdom, and your direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor your Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All righty, before we take up the regular items on the agenda, has anybody signed up to speak this morning? Okay.
We have one up.
Right, I'm going to, Ms. Jewett, if you'll come forward. We know you were coming, and we're glad to have
yes,
you
ma'am.
This morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm always nervous, so I brought my
nothing to be nervous about.
Anyway, let me slow this down a little bit. Glasses fogging up. So, good morning, Judge Jeff Teller.
Good morning.
Commissioners. Earlier this year, the Irish Garden Club had requested use of the square and to host a Juneteenth event celebration with support from the Historical Commission and the museum. That request was granted. The city approved it as well. Since then, dealing with the worldwide events that are ongoing, and surely these events will be recorded in history. There are many historical events leading up to the Juneteenth celebrations, but on Saturday, June 20th, here in Gilmer, we still plan to celebrate the enslaved for their contributions under the slavery system here in Upshur County. Our history records that in 1850, the agriculture census reported slaves produced 31,000 bushels of corn, over 500 pounds bales of cotton, 1,061 pounds of tobacco, and smaller amounts of wheat, rice, and oats. In 1860, the census recorded Upshur County's population of 10,465, with 3,794 being slaves. So given that, we're hoping for a successful event following Governor Abbott's request to for social distancing and the masks. So our event on Saturday will start at 10. We have vendors, we have a car show by Brenda Jeffrey, we have a tractor show with Kelly Tractors, food, and Mr. Hill will provide the stage, and we plan to have great entertainment. The museum's regular hours are going to open on June 18th, and we just plan to highlight some of those enslaved that came out of the system, like Meshack Roberts, Henry Williams, and a few other ones that went on to do great things here in Upshur County. So our event will start, like I said, at 10. So I'm requesting you, Mr. Judge Jeff Teller, and your commissioners as well as city officials, to take time out of your day to stop by, step up to the mic, and provide some encouraging words for the citizens of Upshur County. Juneteenth is for everyone, so everyone is invited. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Look forward to it. You don't have to leave. Okay. Thank y'all for taking the time. Thank you. Okay.
Thank y'all.
All righty. Mr. Nichols, update us on our COVID numbers this morning. Please, sir.
This morning, we're at 40 total cases. We've got 22 active cases at the moment, and then 18 recovered cases. And one of those was as recent as this morning. So.
Now, when you say recently as this morning, that means you got notice from the state finally that they had another positive case.
Yes, sir.
Last Friday, we were at 37 with 18 recovered, and then since Friday, we've had three more cases.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So we're looking forward to more people being reported recovered. And just for people that may not have caught the Friday meeting that we had, we have no COVID in the nursing homes, to our knowledge?
No, sir.
And in fact, it's my understanding that both nursing homes were all comprehensively tested and found to be negative?
That is correct.
And then Upshur County's had no deaths.
That is correct as well.
Okay. So it's 40, 22 active, 18 recovered.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Abernathy.
Is the spike that we're seeing on some places just because more people are being tested?
Yes, sir. Okay. That's why. But the thing to be thankful for is Upshur County being postured like it is in between Gregg County, Smith, and Titus that have astronomical numbers. We're very fortunate to be at these low numbers. Yes, if you tested 40,000 people, you'd have a lot more positives, but so would the surrounding counties. So, and it's a long road from somebody getting tested till the state confirms it. Because we know of one case for a fact that we're counting as a positive, and we hadn't heard from the state yet. So you can go to your doctor and they can say, you're tested positive. Quarantine, we got your results. Mr. Nichols may not hear about that for a week to 10 days, but that's the reason. Okay, item number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oath, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, certificate of liability insurance for Material Resources Incorporated, directive number five, reopening all of county offices and buildings, directive number six, partial reopening of game rooms, order rescinding COVID-19 virus emergency paid leave policy dated March 23, 2020, resolution of the Upshur County Commissioner's Court as to the Appraisal District Board of Directors nominee, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number three, discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2019-2020. Ms. Williams, could you just briefly, and you can remain seated, just in a nutshell, tell us what this is.
Actually, the investment policy is the treasurer's policy.
Okay.
To be able to speak to them.
Ms. Vick, is there anything the public needs to know?
It's a policy that has to be reported in the minutes every year.
Okay. And what is our investment policy?
It shows what our board is. It shows different ways that you can invest county money, depending on your population. How much money you looking for your budgets and conditions, procedures.
And then a lot of the county's money, just so the public knows, and is in plans approved by the state of Texas that a lot of other counties are in. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, there are only certain places we can put the money in. We can't just go out and go wherever we want.
Secure.
There are guidelines.
Okay, so it's locked up in the piggy bank, but we don't need to fund our budget every 2 weeks. Okay. Take a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve Ulster County investment policy for 2019 to the 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the Ulster County investment policy for 2019-2020. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number four, discuss and take action to approve a resolution pertaining to the grant application for the coronavirus emergency supplemental funding, CV-19 negative pressure cells for the Ulster County Jail. The resolution that we need to sign finds that it's in the best interest of the citizens of Ulster County that negative pressure cells be operated for the fiscal year 2020-2021, and that the Commissioner's Court agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the office of the funds, the Commissioner's Court assures that the funds will be returned to the office of the governor in full. Further, that we designate the Sheriff, Larry Webb, as the grantee's authorized official who's given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. And so they need a resolution from us that if they give us these funds, they will be used for that purpose. And if they're not, for some reason, we have to give the money back, or if we don't spend it all.
How much are we asking for it, Webb?
Mr. Webb? Sheriff?
It's a little over 32,000.
What is a negative pressure cell?
It's a cell that we can quarantine an individual with an illness where the air is pulled out of the cell, not back into the jail. So it's exhausted out of the jail.
Okay. So like if you open the door, the air stays in the cell and back out of the building.
And this grant is at zero cost match.
Do what?
And this grant is at zero cost match.
Yes.
Can there be more than one individual in that cell?
Yes.
Motion to approve the resolution pertaining to the grant application.
Second.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So motion and a second that we approve the resolution pertaining to the grant application for negative pressure jail cells to the Ulster County Jail. Any further discussion?
Is this just strictly for COVID patients or people with other types of contagious diseases too?
Other types also, yes.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Discuss and take action to approve expenditures from the JP Technology Fund for purchase of one laptop computer for JP number one. I've got a note that Judge Main's laptop died a natural death. Is that a fair statement? And that we have the money in the JP Technology Fund to replace it. And the quote for doing that is $649.99.
My Microsoft Pro, once you turn it off, and I can't get it on. It won't turn on. And I turn it into the IT department, and they can't get it on either.
And you've had it since, what, 2016?
Yes, sir.
Okay, about 4 years.
2016. No one can get it to turn on, so, and the warranty's expired.
Okay. Have you taken it to one of your grandchildren?
No, I thought about it, but I didn't want to take it to them.
Motion to approve the purchase of the laptop from Technology Fund for JP1.
Motion and a second that we approve paying for the laptop for JP number one. Any further discussion?
Who are we buying this from?
Gilmer Computer Tech.
Well, they're getting it bought for us. I don't think they're manufacturing them over there.
No.
And we really appreciate Gilmer Computer Tech for getting us things we need at no profit to y'all and at y'all's cost price. And I don't think I could go find one at Lowe's for that. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Did I vote twice?
No.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Number six, discuss and take action to approve out-of-state travel for the librarian to the Small and Rural Libraries Annual Conference, September 29, 2020 through October 4, 2020.
I just want to let y'all know, I got an email Friday, and it's going to be a virtual conference instead of an in-person conference, so I won't need to go out of state.
Well, do we need to vote to do anything?
How much will the class make?
It's $290 just for the conference.
And do you have that money in your line item?
Thank you, ma'am. Need a motion. I guess it needs to say to approve allowing the librarian to participate in the Small and Rural Libraries Annual Conference.
It's just a conference, it's not an out-of-state thing.
Well, we can't vote on it.
Okay. So you don't have to go out of state?
No, I don't have to go out of state.
Do we need to vote on anything?
No. All right. It's just continuing education.
Very well.
So that will just die.
Thank you, ma'am. Number seven, discuss and take action to approve the license agreement between I3 Bearcat LLC, aka Net Data Corporation, and Upshur County, Texas as the licensee. I just put that back on there to let y'all know we still have that issue hanging. Mr. Nicholson and I met with officials from Net Data, like, 9 or 10 days ago.
Correct.
And we think we made some progress on reaching a solution, but we didn't actually reach a solution, so we're still working on it. And what the court needs to tell me is whether or not we keep working on a solution with these folks, or if you want me to go out for bids to get somebody else to do what they're doing.
I'm going to ask that we table it until Commissioner Miller comes back.
Okay.
He can put his 2 cents in on it too, and then he's out.
And I didn't expect y'all to take any action anyway today, but I do think we can't let this get beyond our, you know, it's got a pot that has to stay on the stove.
Right.
We get something cooked. And I got a motion to table the Net Data proposed contract.
Second.
Motion and a second. We table the Net Data contract. Any further discussion?
You said, Dustin, that you want to table it until Jay will be here to get your input.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's correct.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. I will keep this on each and every agenda until we see daylight on this one way or another. Number eight, discuss and take action ratifying Directive 6, the partial reopening of game rooms dated June 4, 2020. I put this on here to let y'all know that I realize you are the ultimate boss in this matter. I'm not. When we closed the game rooms, the resolution was they would stay closed till we voted to open them or that I did. And so I was getting wore out with calls on when they're going to open, when they're going to open, mostly by people that want to go there and play them. The sheriff's had a lot of calls when they're going to open. And so the governor, the day before Governor Abbott, he opened bars and saloons to 50%, and then he dropped his prohibition against playing interactive games in the bars and said you can, but you have to wipe them off in between users. So My feeling is the legislature's told us to regulate game rooms, and we're doing that, and we'll get to that in a minute, but I can't see treating them any worse or better than a saloon or tavern. And so I opened them to 50% and said you have to sanitize the machines in between users, and you have to follow all the protocols published by the CDC on the governor's website applicable to bars and saloons. And further, just because we've ordered that they can open at 50% doesn't mean it's legal for everybody to open a game room. Now, whether or not you have a license and a permit from the game room permit administrator, who's the sheriff, you have to satisfy all that too. And so since the order reopened them to 50%, we've got how many game rooms running?
Three.
Okay.
Out of 19.
And they are following the guidelines?
Yes.
So we just didn't have a justification to keep them all closed, just, you know, for political reasons. We just don't. And so, you know, if you can go drink beer and play Pac-Man, and then the next person play Pac-Man, and then the next one, I doubt a lot of those players change machines real often. They probably get on a lucky machine like your grandma might do at Treeport. That's their slot machine for the day. So I just felt like it's what we had to do. If y'all want to change anything, we can, or just let it roll, but I'm intent, unless y'all stop me, on following the governor's protocols with the same as bars and taverns.
Let me ask Sheriff. Sheriff, was that issue at all resolved that was talked about last meeting about going before the Mr. Gross? Is that still in limbo?
There's a hearing set.
That hearing hasn't been made yet. Okay.
But there's been hearings besides that one, too. I mean, that system's up and running. Mr. Gross has already had to have some hearings.
Okay.
Is this a Harry Fox thing you got hearing scheduled on? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, there's a hearing scheduled. June 23rd at 9 o'clock.
Sheriff, I was surprised more of the operators didn't use the time while everybody was really at a slow to stop pace during the COVID to do their applications and get everything in order so they could run when we opened them back up. There's a lot of them that, you know, I'm not saying, I mean, anybody can go apply for a game room and get a license if you're in the distance restrictions and what have you, but I was surprised some of them were kind of, you know, didn't take advantage and do that. And you had to, like, close a couple of them that thought, well, I can just run because of what the commissioner's court said, but that's not the case. If you've got a permit, you can run at 50%.
That is correct.
All right. And then 9's kind of tagged in with that, discuss and take action on gradual reopening of game rooms. I would like y'all to give me the authority to follow Governor Abbott on saloons and taverns with game rooms. That'll get this out of our hair, and then if there's something anybody doesn't like, we can put it back on the agenda.
I make a motion to give the county judge authority to follow the guidelines set by Governor Abbott regarding bars and taverns.
Have you had a vote on number 8 yet?
I'm not sure we have to have a vote, really. I was being nice putting that on there. Need a second.
Second.
Most in a second that the commissioner's court allow the court, acting through yours truly, Todd Tefteller, to follow the guidelines of Governor Abbott on saloons and taverns and make those applicable to game rooms, so long as the game rooms are also in compliance with the Upshur County game room regulations.
Right.
Any further discussion?
Judge,
is this number 9 in your vote? This is number 9. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. We have skipped number 8. There's no need to vote. Any other business? Need a motion for number 10.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank all of you for coming. Ms. York, did you have something before we all leave?
Did you want to meet with the department heads that were here?
Ma'am?
Did you want to meet with department heads?
Any department heads that's here, if you want to stay, we'll talk about COVID a little bit. It'll be fine and what we're doing.